and welcome to The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. The sun rises here, and my name is Joyce Odechima Onyemoa. How are you doing? So it's a beautiful Friday. We call this one Oh What a Week, and that's actually because we're recapping our biggest stories from Monday through to Thursday. And we're talking, you know, Nigeria Info, your foremost talk radio station. Let's talk about what's made its way to our conversation table from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and hopefully we can actually bring you some updates. I actually think that there is probably a couple of updates. One would be on COVID vaccines, all right? But that would be from 1 p.m. For now, we looked at, or at least we try to analyze on Monday, the edge that foreign education affords anyone. What edge does foreign education afford anyone? So first of all, many people, I feel people feel that there is something about a foreign certificate, or say like a foreign education. And depending on who you ask, particularly people who might have been there, done that, came back, there is something that they believe that they might have that maybe the rest do not have. An edge that they are now afforded that the other group of people who might not necessarily have that opportunity have. I think besides the economic power, or say the economic advantage, one from the other, what really is there to the edge? What is the edge to a foreign education? Quite a number of you listening have a foreign certificate. You've been there. You insisted that it was necessary that you added that to your scholarship because maybe, and that's funny, and maybe also surprising to say, that the only reason you have that is because someone just looks at you and thinks differently of you compared to the other person. Like someone just looks at you and be like, oh, okay, he has a foreign certificate. Or she has a foreign certificate. Oh, okay. So maybe this one has more, I don't know. Maybe this one is better qualified. Yeah. But now, particularly if you've been there, done that, came back, you've tried the labor markets, we need to know. Because many more Nigerians are choosing to embark on this pursuit of happiness. Maybe they want to call it a pursuit of greener pastures. I mean, what then is the pasture? Better economy, better living standards, a good quality of life, healthcare, and everything else in between. And that we cannot deny. But we're choosing to specifically lean on certification, scholarship, local scholarship, international scholarship. Is there an edge? Besides your pursuit of greener pastures, you want 24 hours electricity, you want to call 911 and somebody's at the other end of the line in 2 minutes, or probably even less, yeah? You want those other things that look like coordination, sanity, peace of mind, good value for money, maybe even a retirement plan. You want, I don't think food is cheap there necessarily. But yeah, there are other things that kind of, I remember a friend said to me that, when she was pregnant, she was like, oh, I'm going to America to give birth. And I said to her, oh, okay. I guess we can assume why. She says, oh, for her, it's just the fact that education for her child will be free and that she gets paid by the government. Then I saw her, I think, about a year later. And then she said to me, I'm going to have to go to the States for a while. Then I'll come back. Then by 4 years later, we were hanging out and she said to me, oh, the government pays me for my child's education. Like, oh, well, I don't have to bother about that. The government even pays me for that. I'm like, ah. Oh, she says, yeah, these things you really have to, you have to plan ahead, think ahead. So for her, it just appeared that, well, the government shoulders some responsibility on one hand, and then that was actually something off her burden list. She didn't have to consider that a problem she needed to solve. And I'm thinking, okay. And she's certainly not the only one who's taking advantage of that particular offer. But certification, Is there really anything to it? An Edge 0700-993-993-993. It's two more minutes before we go off on a break. The benefits of your certification. Has it served you? Did you get a better job? Or did you get the job because of your certification? Does it actually give you an edge over those who pretty much have local certification? And maybe respect. But then when we say respect, it would therefore imply that there's a little judgment in favor of those who have international certification and less, you know, for those who do not. And that's quite prejudiced, but we'll try and analyze that on Nigeria Info. Welcome. Now let's talk. Good afternoon to you. Welcome, my friend. Hold on. No, it's not right. Yeah. And the only reason it's not right is because it's 30 more seconds before I'm due for a break. So I'll go off on a break when I come back. That's the conversation. My name is Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's right now 27 minutes past 12 this beautiful Friday afternoon. We call this one, Oh What a Week. We're recapping our conversation during the course of this brilliant work week. Our WhatsApp number, that's it. 080-9597-5805 WhatsApp. The female line is 01-465-7190. And of course, open to roll, 0700-993-993-993. Nigeria Info this beautiful Friday afternoon. The question is, what edge does a foreign certification afford anyone? Welcome.
Hello.
Good afternoon, lady. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, I believe they have more edge.
Sorry.
And even the private school here have more edge. Because when I went for an interview, the one that went to read education in abroad was upgraded before us that went to the teacher training college here. And then when you go to the private school here, they are more easily acceptable in the work, in the place of work. I think the reason for that is that the accuracy, the teaching, the efficiency in teaching and bringing out the syllable to the people.
Okay.
Because they might be on strike, and therefore the students are not going to school. That is a plus. Then the teacher might not be in the class. One person to run the two class, that is minus. Then by the time they finish the school, maybe during the examination test, is not accurate. Mm-hmm. However, the syllable might not be consumed in the appropriate way it's supposed to be consumed.
Okay.
So, but the abroad oath is totality. And they also have an advantage of doing work and making money.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Thank you. All right, and I think we'd also appreciate teachers. Yeah, I think we'd love for teachers to please call in. Well, I don't know whether you have anything to compare your present, you know, certification to, but maybe you've had an experience, particularly if you have been to if you were once in a public school and then you maybe changed and moved over to a private school. Now, like, I remember someone said to me that his daughter's school fees, and he said his daughter was like two or three, nursery school or pre-nursery school, that the bill for the daughter's nursery class was 750,000 naira. And he asked whether after the nursery class, she was going to attend NYSC. And I thought it was absolutely hilarious. And then he asked him, he said, Joyce, look, this is not even funny. What are they teaching a child that's 3 years old? And why am I paying 750,000 naira? Only for my relative to tell me that his daughter, who's like 12, her boarding is about 1.something million. Yeah, he's like, oh, her boarding, everything, you know, is like 1.something million. And I'm like, oh, okay. Is the money showing? Because, you know, there is, there is the money. Can you see your money? Welcome. This is the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Bamidele.
Welcome, Bamidele. We're happy to have
from
you.
From Ojedubega.
Okay.
All right. You see this thing about the school. I think I called on that day to share my own experience. Now, I didn't go to anywhere, university, polytechnic, and whatnot. So the best argument I could bring forward is based on even what some callers mentioned that day, is most of the people that I see that are actually outstanding and exceedingly exceptional in their career are the people that are self-taught.
Ah.
The thing about me is I've not applied anywhere for a job ever. From the beginning of my career.
Why?
I learned everything. Like, I used to, when I started programming, so I'm a software engineer and a business designer. I started in the cyber cafe. So I'll go there with my flash drive. I don't even have a laptop. So I'll go there with my flash drive. I will learn whatever I need to learn. And I don't need to mention the name of the company, some multinationals and whatnot.
Yeah.
That I've been there and consulted with them.
Yeah.
And it is on the long run, alongside when the contract is going, that they realize that this guy is not even a graduate.
Okay.
So I've worked with international companies that it is not on the basic. Now, I can say maybe in other areas, maybe in other fields, maybe law or engineering and whatnot. But the way it is, everything has even gone so digital that I don't think any sensible company
would employ based on foreign certification.
Will employ based on your certificate.
Okay.
I employ people now, so I employ graduates and whatnot. But if you come for the first time, drop your certificate.
Okay.
The first day I look at it is the first day I look at it. It's the last day I look at it. We don't even check certificate. Like, it's not about what you wrote. So you wrote Cambridge and whatnot on your certificate.
Yeah.
And tomorrow you can't perform.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
It is not really about the certificate.
All right.
It's about what you have inside.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I have a message here I want to quickly share. She says, hey, Joyce, please do not say my name. I'm a teacher. The problem was back in the day, public secondary schools were very, very good. So I guess you were a public secondary school teacher. And then you said over time, the quality of education pretty much depreciated in comparison to what it used to be. Therefore, parents were persuaded to believe that private secondary schools, where they pay more, offered a better quality in education. And for that reason, people strive to send their children to send their kids to private institutions. But here the problem is that the same mentality that have compelled parents to send their children to private schools is the same mentality that compels them to send their kids overseas. Honestly, if you ask me, the difference is not quite a lot. One, because if the child has... I think there's an error here. You say one, if the child is like a sponge willing to learn and finds committed teachers, it would not matter. Thank you very much. Oh, so we're dealing with a mentality problem here. Welcome to Nigeria Info. What edge does a foreign education afford anyone? Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name? Sorry, I lost you. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Good afternoon.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello, lady. We're happy to have you.
Again.
Thank you.
Joyce, my certificate is in my kitchen.
Why is it in your kitchen?
I'm just trying to buttress a point. I'm not looking for a job. I studied abroad, and I studied here in the country. It, like the last caller said, it's an individual thing.
So there is no edge.
What studying is an individual edge. Yes, it's an individual thing. So what studying abroad did for me is it gave me an extra thinking cap. I create the job. I decide what I want to do. I consult for who I want to. Another side of it is that I teach. I want to take on the side you said, the school fees being paid. Now, unfortunately, I teach IELTS. I can tell you categorically, I've done my research. Most of the schools aid their children in WAEC.
Huh? Sorry, bring it back. I didn't get that, sorry.
They aid them. Now, when you come for my IELTS class, I assess you. And with time, I decide to like, okay, fine, you have to come clean with me. Were you aided during your WAEC? And I will tell you, whatever you say here, ends here. Nobody gets to hear it. I want to know where I'm tackling from and how we're going to address this issue.
That's actually very true. They get aided in WAEC.
Yes, they get aided. So all the millions they pay, you can't tell me after paying millions and my child comes back, you tell me that child failed.
Hey, that's
so I am telling you, yes,
wow.
I am very, very sure of what I'm saying. So I can't name all the schools.
Yeah, it's
okay. For the schools I've had to teach the children here.
Oh.
So please, my dear, the only schools I can say, well, sorry to say, but there's some missionary schools I know. You know, the missionary schools that top the charts in the country, yes, they don't even pay. You don't pay through your nose to go to school there, but at least you can come back. And what you see is what you get. You don't get aided. So,
all right.
I don't know, but that's...
I mean, thank you very much, because I think there is a mindset towards foreign education and the edge, and maybe this conversation can help parents not fall sick over trying to raise money.
I told you I'm a HR professional, so it depends on what you're looking for.
Thank you.
At times I don't look for your certificate. It's what you have. What I'm looking for is what I need to access.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. This holds a lot of revelation, because, yes, there's a mentality that makes people get into the pursuit of something. And I like how this is coming apart. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Welcome, lady.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Please, I'd like to remain anonymous.
God bless you. Go ahead.
I'm a teacher.
Okay.
And there are two issues. The last caller just said exactly what is going on. Let me take it from another angle. When you take your child to a private school, the higher the money, the fees money is, so also the higher, that will represent what the result your child will have at the end of the day. Because money they take from you is what they will use to settle all those people that are coming. They will use that to make sure that this is being settled, so they wouldn't disturb the child when they wouldn't disturb the student when the exam is being taken. And that is one. And the other aspect is that a teacher that is here in this country that passed through, you know, we have grade 2, we have NCE.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the first one is grade 2, which teach you about the grammar of education.
Yeah.
Then when you go to NCE, that would take another step. That would really make you to know if actually you're going to be a real teacher or not. There was a time a teacher was in our school. Do you know what?
What?
But that was like, go to the board and do the practical. Forget about what you passed, what you had, all your education. Go to the board. And at the end of it, the teacher couldn't perform. At the end of the school, please let me put you through. He said, no, I know what I have. You don't have to put me through. So everything has to do with what the person that is going to take your child has inside. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you very, very much for calling. Kufor is saying that, Joyce, do you know private schools in Lagos no longer fail students? Okay. I didn't. Hello, welcome to the sunny side. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Yes, welcome. What's your name?
My name is Daniel.
Welcome, Dan.
Yes, other callers have been saying, I've been a teacher for like 7 years.
Okay.
Primary,
secondary, tertiary?
I've been a teacher in primary and secondary also.
Okay, thank you.
I've been a teacher in both government and private schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the difference there is, for the government school, we give the student, the result the student gets is what we give them. Are you getting me?
I'm listening.
The comment we give to students to take home are actually what they are. But in the private sector, because the money is, like they said, the money is high, we tend to pamper the students. Are you getting my point?
Yeah.
Now, you see a child that is not doing well, but you cannot let the child know that it's not doing well.
I mean, you can't tell his father that after paying $750,000, the child is not doing well.
Yes, your child is not doing well. Are you getting my point? Now, at the end of it, when it's time for results, definitely, you're going to let the parent know that, okay, your child will improve. But the result, we can't say children, you understand?
Mm.
Because we feel it will demoralize the parent from continuing paying that huge amount of money. Are you getting my point?
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. I'm getting you.
Yes, and another thing, if you talk about the primary and the secondary level, it's different with the university. Because last year, the law school here in Lagos, they conducted exam, both private graduates of from universities, government universities and private universities, they took that exam. And at the end of the day, the students that got they got A in the law school were the ones from the public universities.
Oh.
Yes, that is the statistic. You can check last year, just like this law school result exam last year. So it depends, because another thing is, the children of these people that can afford this money, this huge amount of money, sometimes they are not serious like the children of those that cannot afford that huge amount of money. Are you getting my point?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a child that knows that my father or my mother is struggling, is selling a car to send me to school, will be more serious when he goes to school to learn. Are you getting my point?
I am totally listening.
A child that is coming from a wealthy family, if they are not naturally brilliant, it takes a lot for them to understand. I don't know whether you're getting my point.
I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that is on the angle of result and all of that.
Oh, then thank you. Yeah.
That's of the certification. You know that the educational sector in this country can never be compared with the that of abroad, regardless of the country you are going outside Africa. Are you getting my point?
Yeah.
Because I have a friend, the son is schooling in Canada. You see, the atmosphere is totally different.
Okay.
Yes. So definitely, when the child graduates there, what is coming back with, if he's studying a course that has to do with practicals, everything he needs for that practical, he will have it. But schools here in this country, a child will be doing medicine, and when it's time for practicals, they will not have the apparatus to do the practicals. Are you getting my point?
I do. Okay.
So do you expect a child that you are teaching theory to understand the practical aspect of it?
All right. Okay.
So that is the difference. That is the difference between the ones that school abroad and the ones that school here in Nigeria.
Thank you very much. Look, I really do appreciate this. And this certainly, I believe, will serve parents who are maybe torn between public school, private school, local university. Well, yeah, Nigerian education or foreign education. I'm not going to tamper with what's been reported. I want for you to make of it what you can. Good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce. This is Shay.
Welcome, Shay. We're happy to have you here.
That while I share the ideas of people who have spoken earlier, I on the fact that private schools at times do help their students, but I also want, it's very important that we have this, that even at the face of it, if you look at the learning environment, the available learning resources, the ambience even of the school, we will all agree that private schools, I'm talking about standard ones, have better learning facilities, and by implication, the students that pass through that particular system, are expected.
Are expected. Thank you for using that word. Expected to turn out better.
Yes, I'm going to be more practical there.
Okay.
Even for language construction.
Language construction. Your line is breaking up. Okay. No, I'm sorry. So there's something wrong with your connection. It's failing now. I do apologize. We'll have to disconnect. I hope you'd call back. And hopefully it's clear enough for you to state your case. Thank you. Nigeria Info, welcome to the sunny side. Hello, this is Nigeria Info. Can you hear me? Please call back. I'll appreciate. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Turn off your radio.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Ngozi. I'm coming from Lagos Island.
Thank you very much, Ngozi. Please speak up and go ahead.
Okay. The topic, there's a lot of difference between the public schools and the government and the private schools.
Okay.
For instance, in those days, people like us, we attended the government schools when they were still quite okay. But the government schools of today is practically empty. even the classrooms are no longer there. So, but when you come to private school, for instance, your last caller was saying something about a language class. I remember that my children, even at some point, the school introduced what they called the language lab, where they have the English lab, they have the French lab, they have the math lab. I've never heard of this my own time growing up. Okay. And once I had the privilege, yes, going into this lab, and I was one marvel that such a thing could actually help and assist children to do better in these languages.
Okay.
So you can't find such a thing there in the government schools. Secondly, studying abroad, there is no way, Joyce, you can ever compare the two. I studied applied biochemistry here in Nigeria. I know how I suffered for nothing. The practical aspect, even the integrity of the course itself, we are never taught. You are only meant to cram textbooks and how to draw formulas that you never even get to interpret what they stand for. But my colleagues and counterparts outside there that I got to meet later on after graduation, I discovered that the atmosphere was quite different for them. So I don't really know. We really have a lot to do in the education sector in Nigeria.
Okay, so let me ask you, given your own personal experience, do you say clearly that your counterparts who studied overseas are, maybe they turned out more refined? I don't want to use the word better. Maybe they turned out more refined than you did academically.
Joyce, they are sound. When okay. I mean sound, they are versatile. Not only even in the course of study itself, even in other fields.
Okay.
You can stand them. I'm telling you the honest truth.
Okay.
I had one terrible experience when I was in secondary school. I once told you I finished from a government secondary school.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in secondary school, I remember my introductory technology teacher in those days. When the man was teaching us a particular topic about machines, molding machines, this man wasted time thinking this thing. We never understood what this guy was saying. Somehow we managed to pass that subject. Later in the years, Joyce, I happened to be attached to a particular guy then who owns a plastic factory there in Enugu. I went into this factory. I cried that day, Joyce, because this factory is just like 10 kilometers or even up to 5 kilometers walk from my school. And the school never gave me trips to take us on like excursion to go see these things. It was after secondary school I saw what is called an injection machine. I saw what was called a mold. These guys find it difficult to pass this knowledge to us then. But all he needed was just a practical thing for us to see how this thing is. And that was the day I crossed my mind my children will never do anything, even university in Nigeria.
They
are never the same.
All right. Thank you very much. I mean, I do appreciate your first-hand experience. I mean, nothing makes up a better story than that. Welcome to the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Richard Joyce.
Welcome, Richard. So, you know, we're actually trying to figure out whether there is an edge, you know, of a foreign certification compared to a Nigerian certification.
Yeah, coincidentally, like the last speaker, I also studied biochemistry.
Okay.
And I went ahead post undergraduate and went to study abroad.
Oh.
And
what country? What country did you study in?
I studied in the UK.
Okay, please go ahead.
Yes, I studied in the UK, and I was quite intimidated, Joyce, to say the least, because I knew next to nothing. Not like I didn't pass my exams, but I never saw the practical aspect.
Yeah,
you know, I was lost, and I couldn't compete. Next stop, I went to the US, tried to get a PhD done, and I wasn't even considered with the thesis.
You weren't considered for what?
Know?
Bring it back. You said something. Your last sentence.
I said I went to the US, trying to get a PhD done. You know, I wasn't even considered.
Why?
Because you know, the competition was stiff, and I didn't, you know, I just couldn't scale through.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I swore to myself and I said, never, my kids will not pass through this. Right now, my kids are in the U.S., free education all through.
Oh.
And, you know, and the exposure is out of this world. Yeah, we have the, you know, government, private sector thing also in the U.S., but what we have here in this country right now, It's an apology, Joyce. It's an apology.
I mean, it's good to hear it. Yeah, I mean, thank you very much for that report, really. Thank you very much. Oh, wow. Welcome to the sunny side. We're weighing the edge a foreign certification gives anyone or affords anyone. Welcome to the sunny side. Yeah, it's noisy.
I was able to call back. I was the one explaining the other time.
Okay.
So all I'm saying is, even right from the primary school, a child from public school is lacking behind in terms of language of instruction, which will be very, very key in the later years of education. By the special grace of God, I've been able to experience both private and public school in terms of being a student and being a teacher. And I can tell you, the two are not the same.
So even at the private secondary school levels, you think the private school is better?
I work in private secondary school for 5 years.
Yeah.
I worked in public secondary school for 5 years, private secondary school for 2 years. As a matter of fact, while I was in my master's, I had to use public schools as private schools.
Mm.
And at the initial stage, I conducted what we call pre-test.
Yeah.
I realized that there is a huge significant difference between the students of private secondary school compared to the
students
and the conventional statistically.
Yeah.
I have to now change to what they call modern secondary schools. Those ones are the ones that were able to bridge the gap. You know, we have conventional secondary school and we have the modern ones.
Okay. What's the difference? Pardon me. Yeah.
Secondary school. Hello.
Yeah, please. What's the difference between the conventional and the model?
And the model, the only variable that is different is the fact that those ones are residential.
Okay.
And probably the teachers are able to monitor the student better.
Okay, great.
But then, I think the teachers there too, they were specially selected because those schools were meant to model anyway.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, and while I was also, I have HND background, so at a point I had to go back for my degree in a private university.
Okay.
When we were introduced to practicals, while I was at the Polytechnic, we are so much to the extent that even the facilities will not be enough.
But okay.
While I was in private university, only maybe 5 or 4, the facilities were so surplus.
Okay.
We are able to ask enough questions and then. So the two are not the same.
Okay.
In fact, those schools who help their students, it's just that they want to, you know, it's a business. They want to be saying they have A.
Yeah.
Had they been the liberal students to write the exam, they will still be able to make C.
Okay.
Even
oh, I
without
see.
Helping them. I've never studied abroad, but I'm sure with the way they do, the philosophy of education abroad, basically, is what you call constructivism. It's more or less of you learning, finding out things on your own by exploring the environment.
Okay.
Whereas here, we do more of what we can call idealism, more of copy and paste your and then bring it down. So what I'm saying is, I've never studied abroad, but I'm sure from the feedback I have,
it
can't even be the same.
And you think you would benefit abroad over Nigeria?
Seriously, if I have the opportunity, I will.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are off on a break, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. We have quite a number of messages to read from our friends who are on WhatsApp. Welcome, and it's oh what a week. We're recapping the week and we're taking your account from your personal experiences in regards to whether there is any edge that's afforded to anyone with a foreign certification. Pino will start with the messages on Nigeria Info.
A message on WhatsApp says, "Hello Joyce, I think where government school got it wrong is when primary 6 students is doing common entrance examination. They don't like to fail any student. Instead, they give them their answers, their exam answers. I believe they're still doing it." Amzat from Lagos Island.
Thank you, Amzat.
Hold on.
I'm holding on.
Good day, Joyce. Is Ghana a foreign place? Why I asked is because I went for an interview. A Ghana-based school certificate applicant was rated ahead of mine as a Nigerian certificate holder and employed ahead of me.
Absolutely.
Then this thought came to mind that Nigerians' education is definitely out of the line.
Well, yeah, fortunately or unfortunately, my friend with the Russian certification told me that in America, the American certification is rated above international certification. Yeah, it's a little arrogant, but yeah, no. So maybe it depends on where you go. The people of the country might be motivated to rate their own certification, particularly if they have labored to maintain a standard. So you can't quite blame them for that. And yes, Ghana is a foreign country. Ghana is overseas. All right. Who else is there?
Redemption from Ikurudu says, good afternoon, Joyce. My God, I'm hearing about the comparison of our educational system with the abroad, and it makes me want to cry. And I'm just in my first year since 2019. I still can't pin down any tangible practical we've done since I enrolled. Aww. Please help me beg Yabatec to announce resumption date. We've been at home for 2 months now.
Well, so, God bless Nigeria. What else is there to be said? Can you imagine?
Engineer Happy says, good afternoon, Joyce.
Yeah.
Most of those, your callers are not sincere.
Oh.
What they are saying is not 100% true. The private schools that my children attended here in Lagos do not assist students in exams.
Okay.
They said the name of the school. And okay. They said you should verify.
Okay. Well, yeah, maybe it's a question of some schools doing that and not every school doing it. So I don't think they're necessarily lying. I just think it might be a case of they're not. I mean, your school isn't doing it, but they know schools that do it. Yeah, something like that.
Ajiro from Aja, in my opinion, there is no difference, absolutely no difference in the foreign certificate and Nigerian certificate. Because every government's parastatals has elite children with foreign school certificate. But please tell me which is working. Absolutely none.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah. Thank you very much for that.
Hello, Joyce. Mm-hmm. I had my first degree and master's in Nigeria. And I also had the opportunity to school abroad. The difference is very clear. Here, we have access to enough study materials and funds to sponsor research, internet facilities, and others. Is tweeting or texting from Denmark.
Thank you very much, our friend from Denmark. We're happy to have you here.
Good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Samo. I've never left Nigeria, but I can tell you that people who study abroad and get their certification over there always have an upper hand over those who studied here. In the aspect of practicals alone, they are very much ahead. Most of what we learn here is purely theory. The same with primary and secondary school level. That's why cramming and memorization is highly common. If we had more practical learnings in school year, we would be able to contend greatly.
So maybe two things stand against the Nigerian in this regard. So first, there is the fact that some people believe that the certification is better. And then there is the actual bias. Unproven bias, you know, how you have like this bias against someone in favor of the other. So I think that some people just think, oh, if it's a foreign certificate, well, yeah, it's certainly better, even though they haven't quite put it to the test. But thank you.
Last message from Okwekende says, Joyce, let me inform you that I once went to Ogun State University. Oh. Imagine we received lectures hanging on windows,
yes.
No chairs. Lecturers give lectures quietly in the midst of 300 students. Not until I went to Germany for one or two certifications. My coming back, I landed to a lead city university where I have the best education. In the midst of my friends, they envy private students because the level is different. Let the government do the needful.
Yeah. And I mean, now that he even mentioned, you know, one lecturer with 300 students and half of them hanging from windows, I noticed that if you're outside, you can't hear. Because, you know, the little bickering, the little noise kind of interrupts what the lecturer is saying. And every head that moves is a distraction. So it's half a day wasted. And sometimes those lectures are like, what, 2 hours or something like that? And I think you've only heard half the things the lecturer has said. So, yeah. Much work needs to be done. 11 minutes past 1 p.m. And on Oh What a Week, here we're going to have to add another subject matter to what it is we had to do during the course of the week today. So, you know, on Oh What a Week, we revisit topics, say our biggest conversations during the course of the week. Tuesday, we looked at COVID vaccines. It was actually, I think, for us as Nigerians, being a part of the world, many people are excited that our vaccines landed on Tuesday. And then we asked you, one, about your excitement, and two, about the possibility of you surrendering yourself to be vaccinated in order to prevent, you know, the worst case scenario in the event that you contract the disease, contract the virus. Many of you had something to say. Others of you highly undecided because of one thing or the other. We hear vaccination starts today. And I think that conversation, certainly it's worth having. Worth having because there is a global pandemic, and we're told that much of the world can only return back to normal when about 70% of the population have been vaccinated. Meaning, so first, I think if you are between 0 and 18, 20, you are not necessarily top priority. Yeah, I'm thinking once you're within 20-something, 30, downward, yeah. But then again, that was what we were told until we heard that children also are susceptible to contracting the virus. And then you watch this story move from fairly okay to, you know what, everybody can have it. Children, in fact, I saw a research that I thought was a little difficult to agree with. It was done in Europe, and it's reported that children, and these are children with between, say, 2 to 5, 2 to 7, 10, or between 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, were more likely to contract the virus at home than they were at school. And I thought to myself, how is it that children at home are more likely to come in contact with the virus than children at school? So basically, it's suggesting send your kids out, send them to school. And then there was an actual video with kids not socially distant from one from the other, no face mask, just sitting down. And I watched that video again. I watched the news repeat that within a 2-hour period. And I settled for okay. Just okay. All right. So COVID vaccines have landed. And, well, there is a categorization of priority. Those who are said to be at the front lines will go first, and then subsequently, it's not necessarily a hierarchical order, but, you know, they're taking care of the people who need it the most. And that the doctor actually suggested that I might be, like, fourth group. Yeah, given the fact that I'm not less a Nigerian. It's just in order of priority, I'm not the most, you know, I'm not mostly at risk. Vaccines. I guess you're happy for it. And then the question of the vaccines are here, would you take it, really becomes a conversation. So welcome to Nigeria Info. Let's talk about the fact that you might be happy about the availability of vaccines now. You are required, however, to register to get vaccinated. And then there is your commitment to ensuring that you get vaccinated for the world to return back to normal. But between here and where you stand would be, say, something that you believe is a misgiving. We hear that the president and the vice would have to take the vaccines and, you know, in the view of all. And that is set to encourage you to believe that the vaccine is safe. So 0700-993-993-993. Yes, we're adding that to the conversation. And oh, what a week this beautiful Friday. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to radio. Hello, welcome. What's your name? I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. Please call back. This is Nigeria Info. Sorry about that. Please call back. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello. Hello, can you hear us? I'm not sure what's happening. Please call back. Hello, good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Yes, welcome, lady.
My name is Godsinger.
Okay, Godsinger?
Yes. Please, can I speak on the last discussion?
Absolutely, and please go ahead.
Okay, Nigeria school and the foreign school.
Yeah, maybe? Foreign certification, absolutely.
Okay. See, I'm of a different opinion.
Sure, please, let's hear it.
Because I, apart from their intuition and exposure, so I feel that Nigerian students are doing great.
Okay.
Yes, because in my family, my second son is a lawyer.
Okay.
And he's killed here in Nigeria.
And he's a fantastic lawyer.
Yes.
Okay.
When he's working in one of the best law firms in Nigeria.
Okay.
So they went for the interview. So many people, even the day of the interview, some people flew from abroad. And my son was the only person that did not school abroad or in all these big universities in Nigeria. So even at that time, they were even mocking him. But when the result came out after the interview, he was one of the best.
All right.
And people were surprised.
Okay.
All those ones that flew in from U.S., this place, expensive university.
For the sake of according honor.
The fame could not take them.
Okay, so.
The fame could not take them.
Yeah, I.
So what I'm saying is, if a child is intelligent, the child is intelligent.
Exactly. So I think your son.
I have some of them there. But the only issue now I'm having with him and all that my children is complex, inferiority complex.
He has a complex? Why?
Yes, yeah, they have a complex. And this is the issue I'm trying to deal with.
Why does he have a complex?
No, he was like, if he had schooled abroad, if he had schooled in big university, that we did not give him the opportunity, that we would be there. And I've been making it known to him that in as much as we don't have the money to take you abroad,
yeah,
but you prove to the world that you are very, very intelligent, even in the firm there, in Nigeria University. So the thing is, Nigeria, our students are wonderful.
Okay.
No matter, imagine, you know, if he's being put abroad there. So the thing is that exposure is the problem and complex.
What school did he attend?
My son is still having complex now.
Your son is 50 and still has a complex.
Yes, he's still having, that is the problem
we are having.
He's still having the complex. He's still having the complex that if he has gone this place. So that is the thing. We have we have intelligent students.
Yeah, but maybe the country's not positioned well enough. All right, thank you.
They are really trying.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. You on the sunny side. Welcome.
Welcome.
Turn off your radio.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Debbie. I actually wanted to speak on the issues concerning international certification.
Absolutely. Please go ahead, Debbie.
Okay, so I've been a tutor for 20-plus years. And tutor means I'm not attached to any school.
Okay.
But I work with students in the American curriculum, British curriculum, Nigerian curriculum. So I see different levels of students from primary school up to early university.
Yeah.
Now, I did hear a lot of people say, oh, private schools. I think that most of the issues that we have, for instance, in the private schools, is what their goals are. Now, if a school does not invest in getting good teachers, if, for instance, you are hiring teachers that cannot speak English, students are open book, is what you teach them that they will give you back.
Yeah.
So you can't come out to say we're not doing so well in teaching if you as an administrator is not hiring appropriate teachers, which is where our government schools got it right. The military schools and the Methodist schools and the Baptist schools, because they have a particular standard of what the teachers are supposed to be. My parents schooled abroad, but I schooled here. I did my secondary school, my primary school, and my university here. And I came out with an engineering degree. And I do better than most of my peers here.
Oh.
I did listen to the... Yes, I'm in senior management. And I still take time to tutor, to help other students. And I see what the issues are. I also have issues with some teachers, and which is why, personally, I do not recommend you get a tutor from the school your student is. Because Their primary goal is to make sure that the parents see that the student is doing well. So they assist with all the homework. They don't tackle the basics or where the issues are.
Okay.
When they go abroad, it's a little bit different. Because, for instance, here in our curriculum, you do mathematics, you do everything. When you go abroad, what is your major? What is your plan? There is a plan. And if your major is engineering, then yes, all the further maths, and all the senior mafia will do it. This teacher, for instance, is art.
Yeah.
You do basic. You do your basic art.
So a child is not
under pressure.
Oh. Yes. So from the early age, they kind of specialize the kid. The kid is in a special class.
Yes, you're in a special class. If they see that you are a special student and you're doing excellently well, they put you in a higher class. You can all be in the same 10th grade, but you see those in higher 10th grade and those in lower 10th grade, and they will all pass. They're not helping you to pass, but they know that this is where you have
a person's capacity lies.
Yes, this is where capacity is. We don't take that time to do that with our own students in our own school.
No time,
So most of the time, our students go through everything.
That's unnecessary.
They go through everything, yes. And you see that when our students now go abroad.
Hello? No, I don't want to lose you. Hello?
They go abroad.
Yeah.
They found that the student that was planning, was doing everything, he goes there and says he wants to be a DJ. He's not doing so well because he has all the basics that he packed from Nigeria. So it now looks as if he's doing so well in America, but he was struggling here. And that's what I really wanted to say.
Thank you very much. I thoroughly do appreciate that. Was actually some clarity. I do appreciate your contribution. Thank you very much. We're Nigeria Info. We're talking about quite a number of topics that we had to consider during the course of the week. The first topic we dealt with today, and probably still dealing with, is... you know, the edge of foreign certification affords anyone. Because I think first we have our sentiments, we have our biases, then there is actual proof of what can be called the truth. So depending on your experiences, which we are banking on today, we can make some sense out of whether there is or isn't an edge from a foreign certification. That and the fact that the vaccines are in town. And are you ready? Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Chris. I'm calling from Amuodo.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, let me still stay on the first topic. I think there's basically no basis for comparison of foreign education and local education. It boils down first to what people have been saying, the individual and the overall well-being of the society. But there's something that the penultimate caller talked about, complex issue. And I wish you would one day address that complex issue. I'm close to 40.
You mean I should address the complex issue?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's really worth... I mean, I think I try to address it on different levels, but now that you have actually underscored it, yeah, sure. We can actually make it a subject matter.
The reason why I moved my kids out of Nigeria is that I noticed in my family line, I'm close to 50, so when that woman was talking, I was looking at myself. Well, is that not my mom talking?
Oh.
If I write... I write for newspapers. I've had my publications published in various newspapers in Nigeria and abroad.
Yeah.
But to mix up on the public aspect, it's a very, very low grade for me.
Wow.
I have complex issues. So what did I do? I discovered that this could be a hindrance because I looked at my family, my uncles, my aunts, the same thing. Extremely brilliant, writing, comprehending, but in public discourse, mingling, it's that. So... what happened? I had to take my kids abroad. And that changed the perception for them.
Do me a favor. Can you point out the actual reason why you have a complex? Is it because you feel like you're not necessarily equal on the intellectual level? Or is just being a Nigerian? I don't know. What is it for you?
Yeah, listen, this is what I tell you. In my university days, I went to the University of Calabar. I was one of the best performing students. Complex in the sense that you don't mix up with people. You get into crowd, you get withdrawn, you're antisocial.
Yeah.
So that hasn't gotten anything to do with education. So when you now look at it is in your secondary school, the formative age schooling, were there social debating societies, were they going on excursion? My daughter, when I moved my family to Ghana, by JS3, she had been to UK on excursion. By SS3, which is next year, they will also go to US on excursion. They do excursion every week. They do debating. They have class interaction. They have discussion forum. And these are avenues for them to be expressive and expose themselves to social critical thinking and problem solving skills.
All right.
You should get beyond the ordinary curriculum of math, English, and all that.
Yeah. So thank you very much. I have to go off on a break. I hate to interrupt you, but I really kind of have been able to note what your concern is, and I'll look into it. Thank you. Off on a break.